On today's Kids Corner, Scooter is having a rough day, and an incident with Skink makes things even worse.
I'm going to report you to Coach Bluescales.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's going to be very difficult to do from inside your locker. Let's go,
no,
buddy.
No, no, Skink, no, Skink, no, not again.
Let
go of me, let go.
Have both hands, and there we go.
Find out what happens to Scooter coming up next. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Welcome to Kids Corner. Have you ever had a day when nothing seemed to go right? When you were embarrassed or even ridiculed and you felt friendless and all alone? Well, that's exactly the kind of day Scooter was having one afternoon when Grandpa Anoli saw him on his way home from school. Imagine the worst day you could ever have. Well, for Scooter, this day was 10 times worse.
Howdy, Scooter.
What? Huh? Oh, yeah. Hi.
Where are you headed?
Nowhere. Well, there's something you wanted, Grandpa, because I really got to be going now.
Oh, in a hurry to get to nowhere, eh?
I got to go, Grandpa.
Just hold up for a minute.
Oh.
Before you go running off, I need your help.
My help?
Yep. In fact, you're the perfect lizard for the job.
Now, what job?
The one on my farm.
Well, thanks, Grandpa, but I got to get going.
Now, hold on now. This job won't take very long. I'll tell you what.
What?
You come work for me for a little while, and I promise I'll get you back to wherever it is you're going in plenty of time to do whatever it is you need to do. Fair enough?
Well, okay.
Good, lad. Hop in. So, how's your day been?
Oh, you don't want to hear about it.
I just asked, didn't I? Besides, it can't be all that bad.
Oh, it sure can.
Just take it from the top. You went to school this morning, and... You know, Scooter, it takes two to have a conversation.
Uh-huh.
You went to school this morning and...
And it all went downhill from there.
What happened?
Oh, you know about the big game tonight, right?
Oh, sure do. Every year, the Sunning Rock Cicadas come to town to play the Terrarium Mascots. Best cross-county rivalry around.
Yeah, and only the biggest basketball game of the year.
Yep, and not just the game, but a big show, too. Uh-huh. Always exciting, no doubt about that. Say, didn't I hear somewhere you tried out for the basketball team?
Yeah, I did. I was too small, so they made me assistant equipment manager.
Oh, there's no need to sound so ashamed. That's an important position.
Oh, maybe. But being assistant equipment manager was what started everything this morning.
Lucille, come on. Hurry it up. Go, 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 go.
All right, all right. I'm coming. I'm coming. Relax, will ya?
Relax? How can I? Today's the big day, Lucille. The cicadas are coming.
I know, Liz. I've only been writing stories about it for the paper all month.
You should know we are completely out of time. The annual Terrene Sunning Rock Year in Review is the biggest show we're doing all semester.
Liz, we'll be fine. You've put together a great show, so just relax.
I don't have time to relax. We've got to clear out the gym, set up the stage, run through dress and technical rehearsals, tear down the stage, and clear out of the gym so the basketball team can practice.
What can I do to help?
Follow me.
Okay, where are we going?
We've got to get the scenery out of Miss Waddle's classroom.
Okay.
Oh, I hope it's dry by now.
Liz, you're such a worry wart.
Hey, these warts are all natural. They're one of my most handsome features.
Let's just put the stuff away and keep going.
All right, now you're talking.
Ooh, don't you ever clean out your locker?
Oh, sure I do. Once a year, whether it needs it or not.
Close.
I guess I do need to make some room in here. Hey, what is this? Illustrated Guide to Pencil Sharpeners? That's Maury's. Oh, hey!
What?
I've been looking for this sandwich all week.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't look now, but I think there's something alive in there.
Wait a second. That's not coming from my locker. It's coming from...
Scooters! Don't just stand there. He's trapped inside.
Okay.
Open it up.
Sorry. There.
What are you doing in there, Scooter?
Well, I didn't do it on purpose.
Huh?
I went to go get some shoes for Slick.
Sorry, Scooter. We don't have time for this.
Yeah,
we're late to review our review.
But
are you okay, Scooter?
Well, yeah, I guess
okay,
so. But
great.
No,
we're out of here.
I'll see you, bye.
Guys,
what?
Wait.
What? We're on the clock.
Well, before you go, could you untie me, please?
I take it they got you loose.
Yeah, but then they just ran off to the gym to set up their show. I didn't even want to know what happened.
Oh, well, I want to know.
You do?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I'm the assistant equipment manager, right?
I remember.
And you've heard of Slick Scale Souls?
Oh, sure. He's Terrarium Star Point Guard. Uh-huh. Can't pick up the sports section without seeing his name.
Yeah, I guess they think he's all big news. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, he's got the whole team wearing these new shoes now. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're great shoes, but they're really hard to find. And Slick lost his.
Lost him?
Uh-huh.
How?
Well, the team all went to Clawberg Fair last night.
Oh, it must have had a good time.
Well, equipment managers weren't invited.
No?
It was just the players. Well, anyway, Slick went up on the whirl and twirl, and his shoes went flying right off. Mm. They're underneath the ride somewhere, but they couldn't find them. So they had to order a new pair from the Shoe For You store down the street from school. They only had one pair left.
Oh, that was fortunate.
Not for me. I had to pick them up before school today. But when I got to school...
Hey, Scooty!
What? Hi, Skink.
Oh, what you got in the box?
Nothing.
A present for me?
No.
Oh, really? You should
have. Oh, no! Hey, those aren't for you, Skink. Give them back.
Whoa,
right now. They're
Max Claw 5000s. They only make, like, 500 pairs of these. How'd a runt like you get a hold of one?
They're for the team, Skink.
The team, huh?
Yeah, that's right. And as assistant equipment manager, I'm ordering you to give them back right now.
Any team that make you assistant equipment manager must be the biggest pack of losers ever to take the court.
They
don't deserve kicks like these.
I'm gonna report you to Coach Bluescales.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's gonna be very difficult to do from inside your locker. Let's go, buddy.
No, Skink,
Big mouth,
no,
yeah?
No.
I'm gonna teach you to keep your mouth shut.
Go, you go.
Have both hands, and there we go.
So Skink stole the shoes from you.
Oh, he just didn't steal them. He tied me up with the laces and then he just stuck me in a locker.
Where Liz and Lucille found you.
That's right. It was humiliating. But Liz and Lucille, they didn't even care. Some friends they are.
Well, it did sound like they were in a hurry. Maybe we shouldn't judge too quickly.
Huh.
Something tells me there's a whole lot more to this story.
Oh, you bet there is. I'm just getting started.
There was no doubt about it. Scooter was having the worst day of his life. As they drove to Grandpa's farm, Scooter told how he'd been roughed up by Skink, tied up with shoelaces, stuffed in his own locker, and seemingly ignored by Liz and Lucille. And that was all before Miss Waddle's second period class. After class, things went from bad to worse.
And that class is how the friendly rivalry between Tyreen and Sunning Rock got started. Now remember, read chapter 5 over the weekend. I'll see you all tonight.
Okay, come on, Lucille. We gotta get back to the gym.
Okay, I'm right behind you. Excuse me, Miss Waddle.
Yes? What is it, Scooter?
I've kind of got a problem.
Does it relate to the class?
No, I'm okay with that. It's more of a, well...
I'm sorry, Scooter, but I'm already late for a faculty meeting on the game tonight. Could we talk about this later?
Huh? Yeah, sure. That'd be fine, Miss Waddle.
All right, if I don't see you, find me before the end of the day.
Okay. Oh, even she wouldn't listen.
Well, it's been a busy day for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm sure Miss Waddle had plenty on her plate. What happened next?
Well, after Miss Waddle's class, I had to get everything ready for basketball practice.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle of Liz's dress rehearsal.
Okay, everybody remember, the founders of Tyreen enter from stage left. The founders of Sunning Rock enter from stage right. Everybody got that?
Wasn't it the other way around?
No.
Liz?
Oh, you better have good news for me, Lucille.
The scenery still isn't dry.
Oh, good grief. What else can go wrong?
Serta.
Oh, hi, Coach.
You've got 10 minutes. Then you need to get this floor cleared out so the team can practice.
10 minutes?
Is that a problem?
Oh, no. No problem at all. Why would it be a problem? We have no problems here. We have absolutely no problem.
That's what I thought. Scooter.
What?
Hey, Scooter.
Yes, Coach?
I've been looking all over for you. What's the big idea?
Well, I'm organizing the team's water bottles.
Not
so
that. I meant the shoes.
Oh.
Didn't I tell you to pick up Slick's shoes on your way to school this morning?
Yes, sir, but you
then
see,
then how come I don't see him here, huh?
Because Skink stole them from me.
Stole them?
Uh-huh, yeah. He took them, and then he locked me up in my locker.
There he is. Skink! Yeah. Hey, Skink!
Yeah?
All right, where are they?
Where what?
I don't have time for games, Skink. Slick shoes, hand them over.
I don't have his shoes.
Yes, you do. You took them from me this morning.
Why would I do that? Why would I steal someone else's shoes? Ew.
He's got a point, Scooter.
Oh, only because they're Max Claws 5000s. You said it yourself, they're really rare.
Yeah, rare as in fitted to someone else's foot. Why would I steal shoes that don't fit?
Another good point, Scooter.
Oh, Coach.
Look, Coach, I don't want to get anybody into trouble here, but Scooter was late to first period class this morning.
Skink, look, because you tied me up and you stuffed me in a locker.
He's late a lot, in fact. I think he has a problem with oversleeping.
Oh, Coach, Coach, I'm telling you, he stole the shoes from me.
Hey, you can check my locker and my backpack. I don't have the shoes. Can I go now?
Yeah, take off.
But wait, Coach. Look, I didn't.
Did you sleep in today?
No.
Scooter.
A little bit, but I still picked up the shoes.
Then where are they?
Skink.
That's enough. You lost them, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
More excuses, Scooter. You neglected your duties as assistant equipment manager. Without those shoe slicks, entire game will be thrown off. He'll be all out of rhythm, passing, shooting, everything. You may have just lost this game for a Scooter.
But I did pick up the shoes,
Enough.
Coach.
Enough. Now get those water bottles out to the bench. Pronto.
Yes, sir.
So the coach didn't believe you?
No, he didn't. He wouldn't listen.
So what else?
I didn't know what else to do. So I started taking the water bottles out to the bench, just like he told me to.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Cammy at the scorer's table. She had a computer all set up there. Oh, hi, Cammy.
Greetings, Scooter. Oh, I see you're hard at work.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations on your most deserved appointment to the Office of Assistant Equipment Manager.
Yeah, thanks, but it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Hey, Cammy, we need those numbers.
Momentarily, Liz. My apologies, Scooter,
it's okay.
But I'm running a very complex program at the moment.
Ooh.
It's calculating the optimal placement for a number of Liz's new ellipsoidal illuminators.
Ellipsoidal? Wait, run that by me again?
It's figuring out where to aim the light.
Oh!
Hey, what's the hold up?
Processing! If you'll excuse me, Scooter, I must return to my work. At the moment, I really cannot have my attention diverted.
Okay, well, I'll just
out
go
of my
over
way.
Oh, whoa!
What happened?
The players were coming out onto the court, and I tripped over one. I must have caught Cammy's extension cord on my way down. I yanked it right out of the wall.
My calculations!
Cammy, what's going on?
Scooter became entangled in the electric cable and interrupted power to the computer.
Wait a minute, you mean he unplugged it?
Not on purpose.
That hardly matters. The data is ruined.
I can't believe this. We don't have time to figure it out again. We can't even eyeball it. It's time for practice. You probably just ruined the whole show, Scooter.
What?
Thanks, nice one.
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Look, just go away before you trip over anything else.
You didn't stand up for yourself?
No, why bother? They wouldn't have listened. Nobody listens. All they do is point and laugh. I couldn't even go to my next class. So I went back to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
It was deserted, so I just sat there. But it wasn't long before the next thing happened. When I looked up, I couldn't believe my eyes. There was a huge crowd of kids and teachers, and they were all cheering and singing. And sitting on their shoulders was Skink.
Thank you, one and all, my friends and admirers. But it was nothing, really. Nothing at all.
Oh, but it was. You just saved our bacon, Skink.
Yeah. Oh, no, my beefy friend Slick. You're going to save us when you win the game tonight wearing your new shoes.
Yeah. Oh, my. Skink didn't.
He did. He pretended he found the shoes. And that's not all he did.
My friends. Thank you for your adulation. I'm just trying to do my part to contribute to our school spirit on this great occasion. And I would caution you against any retaliatory feelings that you may harbor against the assistant equipment manager. So, if any of you are thinking of punishing the lad, say by putting him in a locker, well, then you must do as you see fit. I would just ask you to remember that the shoes have been found, no real harm has been done, and that the lockers on the fourth floor of the main building are the farthest away from the teacher's lounge, where I believe all the teachers are taking their break at this moment.
I think a little locker time is just what our assistant equipment manager needs.
Yeah, if you can find him.
Hey, there
Go get him!
Let's do it!
Grab him!
Okay, right up this way, guys. Around the back. Okay, now hold the door open, boys.
I got it.
To the locker!
Oh, they rushed me, knocked me down, grabbed me, and then they tied me up and I ended up in a locker again. Oh, twice in one day. Oh, I spent the rest of the afternoon in a locker. Nobody helped, no matter how loud I yelled. Oh, finally, I got loose and I kicked open the locker. And that's when I realized that nobody even came looking for me. Oh. They would have left me in there forever, till I died.
Oh, I don't think so, Scooter.
Oh, yeah? Well, you weren't in there. They hate me, and I hate them.
Scooter.
No, I do. I hate them. I hate them all.
If Grandpa Anoli thought he could cheer Scooter up by giving him a ride and letting him vent about his day, he was sorely mistaken. As they pulled up at Grandpa's farm, Scooter was angrier than ever.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
You know, Scooter, believe it or not, I know how you feel.
Oh, yeah, right.
I do. For a long time, I was the smallest one in my class, just like you.
No way.
Knee-high to an aphid for years. I was a lot like you when I was your age. More than you know.
Huh.
Look, I know you've had a tough day, and I'm sorry about that. Why don't you come inside and help me out? It might make you feel better.
Oh, I don't think I could feel any worse.
And you got nothing to lose. Hey, let's get to it.
Okay.
Grandpa took Scooter inside the farmhouse. On the kitchen table was a computer and a pile of old notebooks with dusty yellow pages.
Whoa, how old are these things?
Old enough.
What are they?
Oh, journals, diaries, private papers of friends I had when I lived in Sunning Rock.
Oh.
I like to collect them.
You lived in Sunning Rock?
Yep. My folks didn't move us to Terrain until I was about 12.
Wow.
Anyway, like I said, I've collected these over the years, and well, now they're falling apart, so I'm transcribing them.
Transcribing?
Yeah, I'm making a more permanent copy of them.
Oh.
Maybe someday I'll make a book out of them.
Well, what do you need me for?
I understand you're a good typist.
Yeah, it's about the only thing I'm good at.
Well, I doubt that. I'm sure you're good at a lot of things, but it's your typing skills I need right now. How about I read these to you while you type them up?
All of them?
Don't worry. We don't have to do all of these today.
All right. Let's do it.
We'll start with one I know you'll find interesting. Ah, yeah. Here it is. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. After school, I headed for home. I'd never felt so alone in my life. I felt like everyone I ever called friend had turned their backs on me. I felt humiliated, angry.
Oh, I know how he feels.
What was that, Scooter?
Nothing. Keep going.
Oh. About half a mile later, I saw another lizard walking towards me. As he got closer, I recognized him. It was the new reverend. He waved politely. I didn't want to talk to him. I didn't want to talk to anybody. But he walked right up to me so I couldn't get around him and put out his hand.
Afternoon, son. Where you headed?
Nowhere.
Well, you're in for a long walk then. Sunning Rock's a good 30, 40 miles from nowhere.
Old joke. See you later.
No, don't go just yet. You're Jimmy, aren't you?
And you're the new reverend in from Blue Belly.
Mm-hmm.
What's it to you?
Well, I always make it a point to meet everyone I can when I move to a new town. You know, get to know something about them, their hobbies and such. Are you okay? You look like you lost your best friend.
I have.
Oh.
And I'm not okay.
Oh, no. Now, why don't you tell me about it?
So, I told him about my day, very much like yours.
What? Why'd they do that?
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to be my friends.
Oh, they can't help it, Jimmy. Even the best lizards behave badly sometimes. We all do. Yeah. I know things must look pretty dark right now, Jimmy, but what if I could introduce you to a friend who'll never laugh at you or let you down? Who'll always be there for you, no matter what? Would you like that?
You?
No. Oh, don't get me wrong. I want to be your friend, but I'm just as bad as the kids at school. I'll let you down, too. No, no. I'm talking about someone who is always faithful, who knows himself what it feels like to be all alone, to be betrayed, to be friendless. He understands it all. His name is Jesus.
Oh, Scooter, I heard about what happened to you today. Well, that's why I went to find you.
How?
Liz and Lucille called me. They were worried about you when you didn't show up for class. So was Miss Waddle. You see, you do have friends.
Why wouldn't they talk to me? Why wouldn't they listen?
Because sometimes even the best lizards behave badly. Scooter, I want you to listen to me. What the Reverend told me all those years ago is still true today. The friends you have around you will always let you down, even the nicest ones. But the friend the Reverend introduced me to that day has never let me down. He's still my friend. The greatest one I'll ever have.
You mean Jesus?
That's right. And he can be your greatest friend, too. A friend who will never let you down, never laugh at you, will always be with you, no matter what. Oh,
even stuffed inside a locker?
Even then.
Well, can I meet him now?
You can meet him right now.
How?
Just pray.
Oh, I don't know how.
Oh, it's easier than you think. I'll get you started, okay?
Okay.
Lord Jesus.
I've never really prayed to you before, but if it's all right with you, I could sure use a friend.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take him to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful? Sorrows share. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. You will find a solace there. What a friend.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends. Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/KidsCornerRadio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler and Paul Hamm.
Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.